Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, I complain.
Yeah, me neither.
Can I help you with anything?
Yeah. Can you tell me where I am?
You're in North Dakota.
Oh, when is it?
What do you mean?
What year is it? What season? I'm completely lost.
Well, it's the year 1975. Middle of summer. That shark picture just came out. You know, with the three guys on a boat chasing a giant shark. Everybody's talking about that movie. Have you seen it yet?
Huh. Oh. No, I don't know much about pictures. What am I doing here anyway?
Well, if you don't know, I'm not sure I know. Did you need fuel?
No, nothing like that. At least, I don't think so.
Did you drive here?
I don't know.
You don't know if you drove here?
I just remember walking through that door and talking to you.
It's kind of what I do here, among other things. You feeling all right?
I think I feel okay. I don't know. But like I said, I can't remember how I got here, or anything beyond walking through the door.
Do you know what day it is?
It's a Tuesday.
Well, at least you know the day of the week.
Do you have any idea what I'm doing here?
Nope. Half the time I don't even know what I'm doing here. Do you know if there's anyone I can call? A spouse? Friends? Parents?
Not that I know of.
You really don't remember anything, do you?
I just feel like I'm in the wrong place, but I don't know why.
Well then, what place would be the right one?
I don't know. I don't think I know anything.
Morning, folks. How's the coffee?
Should be good. I just made it.
Well, it sure smells good. I need something to keep me awake.
Now, you sure have a long drive ahead of you.
Every drive in this state is a long drive. I don't know how you people do it here.
You get used to it.
What's your story? You look as tired as I am.
Me?
Yeah, no one else is here.
Oh, right. I have no story.
Come on, everyone has a story.
Well, I don't.
What, did you just hatch here?
Maybe. I don't remember.
Do you have a name?
I don't know.
Wait, you don't even know your name?
No.
Well, I'm going into town. You want me to drop you off at the police station?
I feel like I should be doing something here.
Why don't you get a cup of coffee, huh? It's on the house.
I don't know if I like coffee.
Only one way to find out.
I guess it couldn't hurt.
You sure you don't need a ride?
Yeah, I'm sure. About that, at least.
All right. Here you go. For the coffee.
Just take it.
You sure?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I don't know if I'll see you again.
You won't.
Wow. For someone who doesn't know anything, You sounded sure with that.
I know why I'm here. I remember everything now.
Yeah, that's good. So, why are you here then?
This.
You getting on the bus? To Fort Abraham Lincoln.
I don't know.
There should be another bus coming within the hour. That'll take you into the city.
Huh. Oh.
You, getting on the bus?
I suppose not, sir.
All right, then. You have no idea what you're missing.
Grandma, tell me a story.
Oh, I don't know any stories, honey.
Come on. Everyone knows a story. Or at least can make one up.
Well, then, what type of story would you like?
I want a story that makes me think. A story that makes me sit on the edge of my seat and really pay attention.
Okay. I think I can tell you something like that. I'm going to tell you a story from my youth.
Oh yes, please do.
This story takes place a long time ago.
That's because you're old, Grandma.
Oh, a lady never states her age.
Again, because you're old.
Do you mind if I start my story now?
Yes, please. I'm bored.
Okay, Lana. As I was saying, this story happened a long time ago. It takes place when I was in school. The Great War was being fought in Europe. But as a child, I never thought of war. I never even thought of death. But that soon changed when I heard the story. A story about something buried under the school.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up. You may think you've seen the unusual. You may think you've seen the bizarre. But I've traveled to the five corners of the world, and let me tell you, I've never seen anything like this. When I met this woman, I was in Greece, and she changed my life. I had to bring her here to show you. No, to let you hear her words of mystery. Step right up, step right up. Let the Lady of Mystery tell you your future. You there, little girl, do you want to know your future?
Me? Why me, mister?
I just have this feeling that your future is interesting. Maybe you'll learn about your love, kids in the future, maybe where you're going to live after you get married. What say you?
I don't know. Maybe I should ask my mom first.
For just one penny, it could change your life. You could know something that will forever change your outlook on everything. This could change your entire life's course. All for just one penny.
Just one penny?
Just one shiny penny.
Okay, here you go.
Just come into this tent and sit down, and Madame Destiny will be right with you. Your friends will have to stay outside the tent, for the future is only yours and not theirs. You understand, don't you? You seem like just the smartest little girl.
All right, girls, I'll meet you over at the elephants when I'm done. Okay, I'm ready.
Just sit down and she'll be right with you. Come one, come all, let Madame Destiny tell you your future. For just the price of one penny, let her tell you the secrets of the future.
Why are you here, little girl?
To know my future, I think.
And why do you wish to know the future?
I don't know.
Well, the future only belongs to those that can hear it coming. So tell me, do you hear it coming?
How do I hear the future?
Ah, little girl, you've got to know when it is time to turn the page. If you don't hear it, you will be stuck in the same page, the same past, because time waits for no one. Now, do you move with the time, or does time pass you?
I definitely want to move with the time.
The future that you have tomorrow will not be the same you had yesterday, as the future starts today. Now, what is it that you would like to know?
I don't know. What do people normally ask about their future?
Oh, they ask about money. They ask about love. They ask about themselves. But I do not think those are of interest to you right now, yes? So, what does a little girl want to know about?
I want to know what I will be when I grow up.
Oh, child, I do not know if the answer is one that you are seeking.
Well, what answer am I seeking?
Your future will be long. It will be filled with lots of laughter and tears. You will become old, and you will meet a man on a train and fall in love. A man that will give you a life that you could never imagine. He will bless you with many a child, but long after he is gone, you will meet another man on a large automobile. Now this man will frighten you, because you will know who he is. You will be scared, but he is not after you. He is just a passenger going on to someone else. But you know that one day you will meet again. And the second time, he will be coming for you.
Oh, so I'll be a mother when I grow up.
Oh, a mother, a grandmother, a woman filled with love and desire, but also a woman who knows death and is afraid of it.
Okay, what else can you tell me?
That is all I can tell you right now, child.
I have more money. I want to know more.
Money can't change anything. You need to live more for me to know more. You are still a young child. There is still so much more life that you need to live before anything I've told you here today will be clear. Now, I must take my leave of you.
Okay, thank you, Madam Destiny.
Remember, child, your past is only your shadow. It will never catch up to you, not so long as you keep moving towards your future.
I hope one day I will understand more about what you told me. Madam Destiny?
Come, my little girl. She has told you the future. Now is the time to live it.
You know, you're right. I should go find my friends now.
Hey, little girl. Did you just come from Madam Destiny?
Yes, I did.
I spoke to her once.
Oh, really? How did it go?
She told me my aunt was going to die.
Whoa, that must have been scary.
Oh, it was.
Were you scared?
I was so scared that I told my parents. They told me she was just joking. The next day, my aunt was dead. Just like Madam Destiny said.
Oh no, that's terrible.
3 weeks later, I went back to her, and she told me my father was going to die.
Oh, well, what did you do then?
I didn't know what to do, but I finally told my father.
And was he scared?
He told me not to worry, but I could see that he was rattled. He left early for work and was gone a long time. When he came back, he told my mother that he had the worst day of his life. He kept waiting for the end, and she said that her day was terrible as well. The milkman dropped dead on the porch that morning.
I'm confused. What happened to your father?
You don't get it, do you? Maybe you will in a couple of years. Will you look at that? We have walked all the way to the elephants. Do you want a balloon?
Oh, yes I do. Thank you. I hope your father is doing okay.
Enjoy the circus. While you can, kid.
I found my friends and we watched the elephants until we were bored. Then we all went home. Later on, we found out that all the elephants had had a heart attack and the circus was leaving town. But instead of finding a way to move the elephants, they dug a hole and buried them in it and left in the middle of the night. A couple of months later, they built the new school on the old circus grounds. So you see, I went to school where the elephants and my past were buried together.
That wasn't a very good story, Grandma.
I'm sorry that you feel that way. I thought it was quite a good story.
I'm sorry, ma'am, but I must agree with the child. That story just wasn't that good. Do you mind if I take a go at telling some stories? I know a few from the area. I'm well known as quite a storyteller.
Excuse me, sir, but I don't even know who you are.
Oh, me? I'm just a being on this planet, just like you are.
You? You are nothing like me.
Well, that might be true, but I still know a thing or two about this area. You see, I'm just a lonely janitor sent from place to place to clean up other people's messes.
A janitor that travels? I've never heard of such a thing.
That's because I'm the only one that does. You see, I'm very good at my job.
Let him tell a story, Grandma.
I will. I just don't like talking to strangers.
Oh, I'm no stranger, Alice. You know exactly who I am. You're just afraid to admit it.
You? You're right. I am afraid.
Oh, come now. There's no reason to be afraid. I'm not here for you or anyone else on this bus. I'm just going to another job.
Do you really know him, Grandma?
Yes, dear. We all know him. Or at least we will one day.
Well then, I want to know his story.
I don't know if I want to hear it.
First, though, I want to tell you a little about North Dakota, the landlocked state that borders another country. People have been living in North Dakota since the 11th century, right along the banks of the Missouri River. With people living here for such a long time, you know that there are many stories to tell. This one takes place shortly after your grandmother's story, in a small town of Walhalla. So, shall I begin? You can stop me at any time if you choose. It doesn't change the story, though. The fact is, it still happened. Or, at least we believe it did.
Quite an interesting abode.
Who goes there?
Good evening, Mrs. Story. Your door was practically open, so I helped myself in.
Who
are you? What are you doing here?
Quite an interesting home you have here, Mrs. Story. I'm sure you don't get much sleep with the train passing through at this hour. It must be awfully inconvenient for you.
Answer my question. What are you doing here?
You really do not remember me? You and I met a year ago, after all. We made an arrangement.
Oh, yes. Yes, I remember now. You're that peddler. You gave me your tools.
Indeed I did. Or rather, I lent you my wares temporarily. We made a bargain. I don't suppose you remember the other part of our bargain, do you now, Mrs. Story?
Oh, listen here, you. You have no right to barge into someone's home in the middle of the night.
Like I said, Mrs. Story, your door was open. And I noticed your lock has been broken. Maybe I could lend you more of my tools for you to have the door mended, if, that is, you see fit to fulfill your end of the bargain.
My end of what bargain again?
You know perfectly well what your end was. It was concerning your daughter.
Mother, I heard some loud talking down here.
Everything is all right, Anna. Please go back upstairs.
What's going on?
Hello, Anna. I have been looking forward to meeting you for a long time.
Mother, who is this?
It doesn't matter. Just a foreign gentleman I met some time ago. Mr., I've forgotten your name.
Mr. Samuel Khalil. Like I said, I've wanted to meet you for a long time, Anna. I apologize for the late hour, but I came to see you and your mother about our bargain.
I don't understand. Mother, what is he talking about?
Don't listen to him, my girl. He doesn't mean anything by it. Now, go back upstairs while I see this man out.
Doesn't mean anything, Mrs. Story. You and I had an agreement. Anna, I met your mother a year ago to discuss the proposition of you and I entering into marriage.
What marriage?
That was a year ago, Mr. Khalil. Many things can change in a year.
Not for me. Not my feelings for your daughter, nor my desire to marry her.
Mother, what is going on?
Nothing, dearest. This has all been just a misunderstanding. This gentleman does not know his limits. Now, please go back up.
My limits? What are you talking about? You and I had a bargain, madam. I let you keep my wares and tools for the past year in exchange for you letting me have your daughter's hand in marriage.
But I've never even met you.
Yes, but your mother and I came to an understanding.
How dare you? You come into our home in the middle of the night, unannounced and uninvited, to try to take my daughter away from this house?
But you agreed.
Oh, please. I agreed to no such terms.
But you did. How can you go back on your word?
I never agreed to these things. The very idea that I would let you take my daughter away? I would die first before letting her go away with some filthy, disgusting foreigner like you.
How dare you say this to me?
You think you can come in here in your disgusting clothes and foreign manners and impose whatever you like on me and in my home? Well, I deny you, mister. If you thought I was going to seriously entertain it, then you must be even crazier and stupider than I thought before.
Anna, I've wanted you from the very moment I saw you. Please come away with me. I love you.
No, sir, I won't. I don't even know you. You're scaring me.
You are not to say another word to my girl. You are not to lay a finger on her. And she told you no. Get out of my home and never come back.
But we had a deal. I want my wares back.
Your wares?
You truly have the nerve, you heathen idiot. The moment you gave them to me, they became mine. Do you know how hard it is to come by tools such as these? They are mine, not yours. And you can't have my daughter. Now get out.
Anna, please. I'm begging you.
I said get out. Why are you still there like a confused donkey, you idiot? I said get out!
He has a gun!
Stay back! I'm warning you!
You insufferable, dishonest bitch!
I said stay back!
If I can't have your daughter, then I'm taking her!
Mother!
Stop!
Oh, get off of me! Get off!
Don't you touch her!
Shut up, you bitch!
Get off of me!
Don't you touch her!
Stop moving, please. Just let me.
Anna! Anna! Oh, no! Oh, you bastard! Oh, you killed my little girl!
God help me. Please take me away.
Just to fill in some of the blanks, this peddler named Samuel Khalil just saw this young girl, Anna, and he wanted her badly, very badly. He made a deal with her mother that if he lent her some of his wares from his peddler cart, she'd agree to speak to him again in a year about marrying her young daughter. So, a year went by, and well, you just heard what happened. This peddler shoots the daughter dead and shoots the mother right in the face, breaking her jaw. Somehow, though, she survived. All this commotion also woke up other members of the family living in that tiny house. Anna's two younger brothers or something. They ran out of the house to get some help, and Khalil tried to kill himself with his own gun and even his own knife. But it didn't work. This guy sure can't catch a break, huh? The police arrived and arrested Khalil, who didn't even put up a fight. He was sentenced to life imprisonment in Bismarck, although he got out 10 years later. Some life sentence there, huh? Well, anyway, like I said, the mother survived her wound, but poor Anna did not. Apparently, locals of the Walhalla claimed to see the spirit of young Anna, sighting her mostly around the area called Eddie's Bridge. The rumor is if you should drive on White Lady Lane, you might see Anna's ghost wearing the nightgown she wore when she was shot, wandering and pacing up and down the road forever. I suppose the moral of the story is, no. Don't cross paths with vengeful peddlers or you'll get, shot? Well, anyway, that's the story. What did you think?
I don't know if I believe that was a good story to tell a child.
A person's age doesn't change anything with the story, just their understanding of the story.
I like the story, Grandma. Do you know any others, sir?
I know plenty. let me think. Let's see if your grandma likes this story any better. For this tale, we'll travel to Lake Missouri, where we will meet some people. trying to do something? Something unforeseen.
That's it! Keep going! Pull harder!
I am!
Oh, Lord. He is a big devil, isn't he?
You could say that.
We need it further in. I can't close the airlock yet.
Where? I can't see a thing, lady!
Just pull!
Is that far enough for you, woman?
Actually, yes.
Then please, lower the cage, Yellow.
These suits are disgusting.
We're not buying new ones anytime soon. That's for sure.
Maybe if we get this all right this time, we'll be able to.
What? What are you implying, Orange?
You're the lead in the lab, yet we've sadly had numerous...
No.
Well, as long as you're aware of it.
Hey, can we get this done? I'm soaked. Smell.
Right, let's get this moving.
Great. I'm gonna get this off.
No. Wait. We need to lower the screens.
Now we're clear.
So are we still under the lake?
Yes. They've put us quickly right under the Missouri River.
The only caveat is that it could fall apart at any second.
So, what now?
The danger now comes, Mr. White.
Everyone else is far too valuable. Stacking papers and smoking cigars.
Now, that's not going to help.
Insufferable, pretentious charlatans. And that Mrs. Blue.
Hey, am I missing something?
Right, you're on scanning duty. The most simple job we could give a newcomer, such as yourself. You just point the device at the target area, press this button, and there she goes. See? 30-something male, a blood type, etc., etc. That's my area, and I care very little.
We need to take a closer look at its makeup. Since it was capable of breaching our highest security containment, it is rather important.
Don't worry, you'll always have us right outside.
Yes, but you'll need this too. Otherwise, we won't be able to hear each other. A prototype of mine. A handheld radio. Here, you hold the sender down.
And the sound travels through.
That one's for you if you need any help. Most newcomers usually will. Also, catch. There's our list straight from middle management. Get all those points and we're done here. You could go home. Try not to forget it, all right?
Vampire-stained fur? Intolerably grotesque spinal protrusion? Terror-inducing cyclotic eye? Who wrote this?
The only people who've dared to see it. One of the Greens.
A little cold, but a nice bunch.
Right. So what in God's name am I dealing with?
A living nightmare.
Nothing to worry about.
Huh?
The Mini Washitu. You're not familiar. He loves parading about River Missouri when left unchecked. Can't have anybody looking at the devil. Word will spread. Well, more than words.
It's why we need those masks.
Well, how am I supposed to see what I'm scanning for?
Use your hands, my friend. They're simple places to pinpoint.
It won't be safely asleep for much longer. Get moving.
Fine.
Do you think he's smart enough to do it properly?
What do you think, Orange?
Well, whatever happens, we'll be fine. I keep this thing loaded for a reason, you know.
You lost a bullet.
Well, I've got more.
Shut your mouth and get on the console.
I must have gone insane. What am I doing?
Easy there, freak. Easy, boy. Fur. Fur. Vampiric. Fur. There you are, Fluffy. Alright. Grotesque. Spinal. Protrusion. Breathe, man. Breathe.
You alright in there, White?
Damn! Yes. Yes, I'm fine, Orange. Back off.
Whatever you say, pal. Enjoy it.
Yeah. It's definitely a bone. Ugh. Oh, why is it so slippery? One more. Just one more. Terror-inducing cycloptic eye. Oh, Jesus. Oh, that's it. Okay. Almost over. No. No, 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 no! The scanner! Where is it? Where is it? I can't see a thing. I'm taking this thing off. Oh, there she is. Oh. Back to it. Oh my god. What in the world is that? Oh, the radio. No, no, where is it? Orange! Orange, open the door!
What are you banging about?
The mini... What? The thing! It's moving!
Yellow, how do you think that happened?
I used everything I had in the lab. This is not my issue.
Yeah, sure. Wait. Look at his eyes.
What? These things.
And where is your mask, White?
It's in there.
White, how many fingers am I holding up?
Six.
Well, great job, Yellow. He's not going home now, is he?
Home? No, not home. Home bad. My wife, she must hate me.
No, pal. It's all right. You know what? I bet she'll be happy to see you, eh?
Don't come any closer!
Oh, okay.
White, you need to try to relax.
A, B, C, G.
No.
It's all over. It's all your fault.
You know as well as I do, Yellow.
No coming back from that.
Mm-hmm. And we're not getting any more funding, are we?
No.
I'll make the call. This is Orange. Yes, the lower division one. I need to speak to Mr. Black. Evening, sir. We've, lost our White. Yes, sir. We apologize. What? Back out on the field? You know as well as I do, Yellow's not cut out for that. Okay, sir. I see.
What's that, Orange?
Whatever is next, we are screwed.
The tale of the lake creature has been told for centuries. Legend has it that although many have seen the creature below the water, it's only been spotted above the water by one man, who lost his mind and died shortly after. The creature is said to have red buffalo hair and has a single eye and a horn. Oh, and has a long jagged spine sticking out of his back. It is said that anyone who comes face to face with the Miniwashitu will go insane and die.
Do all of your stories talk about death?
My stories only talk about what people believe. Do you think you'd survive after seeing that thing?
I know I would. I'm not scared. I want another story. These are so good.
I think I have time for one more tale. This story takes place at Devil's Lake. And you know, with a name like that, this one could get scary. In fact, I don't know if I should tell it.
Oh, please tell it. I like scary stories. Like I said, I'm not scared.
I don't know about this story.
Oh, please, Grandma, just let him tell it.
Now, does anyone else die in this story?
It all depends on the story I tell. It is said that this what am I doing? I don't want to give away the story just yet. You want me to tell it to you? Alice?
Oh, please, Grandma.
I guess it can't be any worse than all the other stories you've already told.
We kick this off with a bunch of people pretending to be something that they're not. A group of people playing a game of sorts in the woods.
Bequeath protection upon thine followers who walketh in the footsteps of the gods.
I can't believe we're out here. I have a college degree in communications. I could have been anything. But I'm out here in the middle of the woods playing fantasy.
Come on. You like this. Why else would you be out here in the first place?
You live in a fake cardboard castle leeching money from your friends. You don't need to live in the real world. Ethan, I need to focus on my career.
Where is my mace, my good sir?
Is this it?
My mace is bent. My mace is bent. Did you do this?
No, I didn't do it.
My mama made me this mace.
Come on, man. Let's get out of the woods. I'm cold and hungry.
Does someone want to untie me?
Oh, sorry. I forgot you were there.
I thought you were supposed to be dead.
I was, but since you guys got out of character, I thought I could as well.
We could say that your spell brought him back to life.
Oh, are we playing again?
Might as well, until we get back to the car.
Ah! A mighty dragon approaches!
Guys?
Ah!
Guys? I'm still tied up here. Well, this is awkward.
Adventuring is exactly what thou needest!
Now is not the time to lose thy nerve. I am a brave and scorn warrior. Thou hast been recruited to fight in the glorious army of the gods.
The grass is nourished by the blood of heroes. Halt.
What is it?
Are you listening?
We are close to the dragon. I can smell the sulfur.
Adventures lie waiting like sleeping dragons.
Follow me now if you wish to live and slay a dragon.
Perhaps thine reach exceeds thine grasp.
Me thinkest that thou shouldest not be muchest of a pussy.
I have a spell of simian protection.
I beseech thee to give him wide berth, as he is pained by a riven heart, torn asunder by the cruelty of an untrue maiden.
Where is the amulet? Where is Sir Duncan?
We never untied him.
To the ritual site!
I knew it!
We were forgetting something!
Make haste to gather our companion!
We should gather some horses to make our journey easier, faster.
They could stay at our castle.
What was that?
I canst not tell whether it was man or beast, but I could surely tell you that was not Sir Duncan.
How can you be so sure, Sir Ethan? Evermore, we must depart from here at once.
What we need to do is avenge the poor souls taken here this eve.
We cannot leave it, Sir Duncan.
Right you are. To Sir Duncan.
Alrighty, people. Fort Abraham Lincoln.
Come along, Lana. It's time to go.
But Grandma, I want to know the rest of the story.
I'm sorry, but we need to get off of the bus.
Could I just quickly tell the rest of the story before you go? There's not much left, and it's a good ending, trust me.
Please, Grandma. Please.
All right, finish the story, sir.
Well, to sum it up quickly, the Devil's Lake Serpent story has been told since 1894. But it was not told first in North Dakota, but in an article in the New York Sun. All description of the serpent is that it has the mouth of an alligator and it has red glowing eyes. Well, it's said that it's a slow-moving beast of 80 feet in length, but terrifying. If you want to know more about it, you'll just have to go and read about it. I need to get to work, so, hey, I'll have to let you go, little girl.
Aww. All right, mister.
Ma'am, I'll be seeing you shortly.
How will I go?
That's not for me to know. I just know when I'll see you again. But don't you worry. It's not today, nor tomorrow.
Bye, mister. It was nice to hear your stories.
Soon, little girl, you will have your own stories to tell. I bid you farewell. For now.
The pressure start to push up underneath my skin. Haters gonna hate, but this is just the way I am. Try to come against me, all you gotta say is when. Better not forget you're standing in the lion's den.
Better get ready. I'ma make your head blow up like confetti. Knocking down resistance. You don't wanna miss this. I'ma pull ahead, yeah. I'ma go the distance. Coming at me like an enemy. But I'm the one who got the victory. Yeah, yeah, you better start remembering. I don't mind reminding you that greatness is my destiny.
Can't be stopped.